Well, I've questioned the law many times, and what I've found out that you just get a lot of bruises.
Yeah, there's a good way of telling the story, which is that the land beyond the horizon, which is where the landlubbers could not enforce their law, was the realm of the outlaws. And actually, historically, that was three quarters of the surface of the earth. It was the oceans. And that's where the pirates set up shop, so to speak. And they could agree amongst themselves, the way Michael's saying. They could make secret agreements. And they were secret simply because they were out of sight, literally, from the emperors and all those people stuck in their castles who basically didn't know how to sail a ship. The first criterion for being a pirate in the old days was you could master the highest technology of the time, which was navigation, shipbuilding, all the things you need to go out on the high seas where your technology will be tested to its absolute limit. You know, nature is completely unforgiving, and if you don't know what you're doing, you're dead. So the pirates were in a school, so to speak, but it was a school of nature, and it was very high tech for the time. Now, when you roll forward to our time, you know, wooden sailing ships are not what first comes to mind when you ask what's high technology today. But it was at one point.